Southern Correctional Institution sits on the outskirts of Troy, a rural town in Montgomery County, North Carolina. It's surrounded by 10-foot-tall, razor-sharp barbed wire fence. Inside, it houses men and women, total population 772.
You have your structure here, but you're also a person here. There's a big difference.
I'm here to visit 36-year-old Sandra Edders. She's from the small town of St. Paul's in Robeson County. In 2002, she began her prison sentence at North Carolina Correctional Institution for Women, also known as NCCIW in Raleigh. She says she pled guilty to charges of second-degree murder and conspiracy to commit second-degree murder in the shooting death of her husband.
It was actually a relief. I mean, it was the first time in my life I could sleep at night. It was the first time in my life I felt safe.
Edders is about 5'6". Her long brown hair hangs loosely over her shoulders, and her wide brown eyes are sincere as she explains she has never been in prison before. As she enters the conference room for our interview, she appears nervous. She settles into a chair beside me, anxiously twisting her fingers. A prison administrator is also present during the interview. Growing up, Edder says she was sexually, physically, and mentally abused by her mother's boyfriend. And as an adult, she married a man who she claims also abused her. And this kind of violence followed her to prison. While an inmate at NCCIW, Edder says from August through October 2007, she was repeatedly raped by a correctional officer while working the late-night laundry shift.
The last incident on October 11th, he handcuffed me.
And what happened?
He was trying to force himself in me, and thankfully, somebody rang the bell, and so he got interrupted. So that time it was never, you know, actually fulfilled, but it had been several times before.
Edders identifies her assailant as Correctional Officer Sims.
Who's going to believe an inmate over an officer? I watched it. I watched, you know, stuff happen in Raleigh that the inmates, you know, would say something. And they knew it was happening. Heck, a couple of them come up pregnant. You knew it happened, but you put them in jail and don't do anything to the officers. It wasn't worth it. Just deal with it and go on. At least I knew that was going to end.
Initially, she didn't report the sexual assault for fear of retaliation from prison staff and other inmates, but her cellmate took notice of the handcuff marks on Edder's wrists and her unexplained bruises and reported the alleged abuse to prison officials. Edder says they didn't take her seriously, so she filed grievances with prison officials but didn't hear much back. Then in 2008, she says things got much worse.
There are officers in Raleigh who were friends with him and knew his family and all this, that would come by and purposely slam the door or hit the door. You know, I was being told one thing, and like I said, I couldn't get to see a psychiatrist. Nobody would help me. I couldn't get a job. Everywhere I turned, I was getting searched, or, you know, I mean, I went through like searches like every other day.
Soon after, she contacted North Carolina Prisoner Legal Services for help. In November 2009, attorneys with North Carolina Prisoner Legal Services filed a lawsuit on behalf of four female inmates, including Edders, alleging sexual violence and harassment by prison employees. Edders says enough was enough.
We have too many young women coming in prison, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and what's going to stop it from happening to them? I have children, you know, some of these girls' age. And that's what my final thing is. What's going to happen if my youngin' comes in here and something happens to her? And I didn't do nothing about it.
The suit also accused several state prison administrators of not being responsive to ensure inmate safety. The most prominent defendant was Secretary Boyd Bennett, director of the Division of Prisons. Last month, the Edders versus Bennett case was settled with the Division of Adult Correction. According to recent statistics from the North Carolina Division of Correction, between 2008 and 2010, state officials investigated 835 reports of sexual misconduct and harassment by correction staff. Of those, 83 were substantiated as being true. Although substantiated, Michelle Luking Summon says it's difficult to prove these cases because it often comes down to hearsay. She's an attorney with North Carolina Prisoner Legal Services. According to Luking Summon, over the years in North Carolina, many sexual abuse claims by female inmates have been snared in administrative red tape.
And DAC also, prior to us filing this lawsuit, did not have a mechanism in place to be able to see that they had investigated this officer before. You know, there are a lot of people that work in these prisons. And so if the same person wasn't doing the investigation, they may or may not know that there had been allegations against this officer previously or what the result of an investigation had been.
Jenny Lancaster is Chief Deputy Secretary for the Division of Adult Correction. She admits North Carolina's prison system is not perfect, but says correction officials have been responsive to sexual abuse allegations by female inmates before new federal legislation known as PREA.
We actually were one of the leaders in the country on recognizing the seriousness of undue familiarity and actually instituting a training program for all our employees about that.
PREA stands for Prison Rape Elimination Act. In 2003, the U.S. Congress passed the law to establish a zero-tolerance standard for rape in prisons and juvenile facilities. It also requires states to annually report sexual violence incidents in prisons and jails to the U.S. Justice Department. States that don't comply can lose up to 5% of their federal funding. A year and a half ago, Edders was transferred to the state prison in Troy to leave what she called a hostile environment. As part of the settlement in the Edders versus Bennett case, the state has invested $100,000 in new cameras, windows, and other safety features at three of the women's prisons listed in the lawsuit: Southern Correctional Institute in Troy, NCCIW in Raleigh, and Felton Correctional Center in Rocky Mount. Lancaster describes another improvement in the women's prison system.
We're going to establish a 1-800 phone line that will be posted in all our institutions. So as these phone calls come in, they'll be recorded here in the PREA office. And then the institution head and the female command manager will be called immediately regarding the allegation.
Also, according to Lancaster, as part of the Edders versus Bennett settlement, the Division of Adult Correction will work closely with the Moss Group. It's based in Washington, D.C. Experts at this consulting firm partner with correctional facility administrators to implement the PREA standards and meet federal compliance.
They will be doing some very specific training. They will be doing focus groups of both inmates and employees.
Meanwhile, rape survivor and inmate Sandra Edders will receive $24,000 from the state. She expects to be released from prison in 2021 and hopes to go to college and start her own nonprofit organization to help other abused female inmates. State prison officials say the correctional officer accused of raping Edders has been terminated. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.